Agenda item number nine, report and possible discussion on freshwater. Morgan, environmental service manager.
Tiffany's provided you a lot of information in your packet to go through. It's information that you've seen in the past. But this is heating up, and I can anticipate us coming before you in July asking for money to go hire some experts to help us collect some data and position ourselves. And kind of what I've asked Tiffany to do is just give you a brief rundown of that and where she sees us being in July.
Okay. And I guess one thing for why we keep talking about these mussels, just to put it in perspective of what it can really mean to us. In California in 2013, restrictions caused by aquatic endangered species caused the state's Central Valley Project and state water projects to curtail their use by 800,000 acre feet, which was approximately 800% of their total yield. Projects to replace that lost yield are rated right now at $16 billion. So it can have a significant and dramatic impact. If we were to see an equivalent 8% reduction in our system, that would be a 55,000 acre foot yield loss and approximately $4 million a year for every year that we're dry and we're under restriction. So it can, over the long term, have a big impact on our revenue generating ability and water supply. I'm going to, just because of time consideration, skip past some of the more basic information that y'all have seen before. This is a newly updated map that you haven't seen before, and they have now found some of the Texas fawn's foot below Possum Kingdom. That was something that we thought would be highly unlikely, but they have. So now we pretty much have most of our major systems that we're going to have to contend with this issue in. Current schedule, we should have a published species status assessment from U.S. Fish and Wildlife on two of the species probably by the end of May if they maintain their schedule, with a final proposal for listing in September. And then it's a year process as they go through public comment periods and everything else before we have a final decision. I highly anticipate both those mussels will be endangered. They check all the boxes that they have to go through under the ESA. The smooth temple back, which will come up later, I think we have some chance of fighting off a listing on that one. Why do we care? I pretty much just summed it up. It can have a dramatic impact on our yield and our revenue. Statements of concerns. They recently moved to list a mussel in the Rio Grande Valley, and these are some of the concerns out of their listing proposal. Is the state water plan proposed reservoirs and groundwater projects were cited as an immediate threat. Water management and release strategies will be required to maintain and preserve these mussels. They're going after wastewater treatment dischargers pretty heavily, and that their discharge quality will have to be dramatically improved. And sediment control strategies will also have to be improved. Those are all issues that we also face in our basin. I'm going to skip the detailed discussion of threats. What's been done so far? Several years ago, you authorized a contract to have some more stream surveys so we know exactly what level of exposure we have. Those surveys have been completed. We have done a lot of customer interaction and heard back from our customers that they expect us to get out in front of this issue and handle it. We have participated in the Comptroller's Work Group on freshwater mussels and provided copious amounts of data, public comment, and had a lot of interaction with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on this issue. One thing we've learned is they are totally uneducated on how we operate water systems in Texas and how our reservoirs store water for times of drought and flow it downstream. So we've worked very hard to educate them on our operations and why we exist. In addition to that, we have had several meetings of a River Authority exclusive work group that consists of GBRA, LCRA, San Antonio River Authority, and Trinity River Authority just recently got invited to the dance, so we also invited them to our meetings to discuss strategies, options. I think going forward, there will be a couple of us that are recommending to our managers and our boards that we pursue some federal permitting options to reduce liability and protect our operational strategies. Right now, I'll admit U.S. Fish and Wildlife appears to be being reasonable in the things that they would require in a permit of us. However, there are some other river authorities that are of the complete opposite opinion and want no part of permitting at this point. What's next, as David alluded to, we are working on an RFP that I hope to have out on the street soon to bring in. This is a bigger issue than we've ever tackled in-house ourselves with greater implication. Bring in a professional consulting firm with experience in endangered species permitting. Try to reach out to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and see if we can secure a permit. There's a couple options I'll discuss for you in a minute, and the timing's just tricky for us. But we will be bringing back our results of our solicitation and asking for David's permission to sign a contract at the July board meeting. And hopefully we can attempt to negotiate and have a permit in place prior to their actual final listing decision. There are two options for federal permitting, but the main reason we want to go down that path is to, if in times of drought, for one reason or another, we dry up a river segment, that'll be considered a take, and then you're liable under the endangered species regulations. You open yourselves up to lawsuits from every environmental group on the planet, and it's just a general headache. So if we can minimize that exposure, because we know during this last drought, we had some segments that had some of those mussels that got very low, if not dry, in some areas. And the two options they have is an incidental take permit or enhancement of survival. Right now, if we can get it done, I would recommend an enhancement of survival. We have a little more flexibility at the negotiating table with that. That is usually a pre-listing permit. However, trying to get that done in the next 15 months, honestly, is a very tight time frame. They require NEPA consultation. And that can be a 6-month process in and of itself. So there's some disagreement on the fish and wildlife side of whether we could get away with an environmental assessment for NEPA, which is a smaller process, or if we would have to do a full EIS. However, if we go down this path and try to negotiate an enhancement of survival permit and we can't get it done by that September 2019 deadline, none of the work we do towards that effort will be wasted because we can just roll it into our an incidental take permit if we have to. But that's just a much larger, more intense. That's essentially the Endangered Species Act equivalent of the 404 permit we're going to have to do for Allen's Creek. So if we can somehow manage, put our nose to the grindstone and get something done in the next year and handful of months, that will probably be in our benefit, both economically and long-term operationally. If there's any questions?
Yes, you always come to us with some very interesting subjects.
Okay.
But we had the problem with the mussel and had to have a study done there at Salado before we initiated the line under the creek had the mussel issue, and it drove the cost up, which was not anticipated of getting all of this work done and that sort of thing. And that's why the comptroller's office kind of bit into this. But what I was curious, are we going to have to do studies up and down? Are we going to be held responsible for the cost of all those?
Not for every action. If we go ahead and get one of these enhancement of survival permits now, when we go to do Allen's Creek, where they go to put the intake structure, we're going to have somebody survey it for mussels or do that work in-house. And then we're going to have to get a permit and relocate them. So there will be some added expense from this if they're endangered. A lot of it we can cover with this permit other than some specific construction projects, but we'll know that going in. We've been working over the last several years at training up staff to be competent mussel identification, so hopefully we can do a lot of that in-house ourselves. It just depends at the rate on how fast the construction projects come and the number of staff I have, whether we would need more or not, but it will add some increased expense. The other big reason for trying to get an enhancement survival permit is hopefully we can roll Allen's Creek up and have that be a non-issue when we get to the 404 permitting side of Allen's Creek, other than if we have to physically move some mussels.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you.